In India, there's a festival called the Yatra Festival, and the festival that we attended and performed, were a part of, several years ago, had something which was very exciting to me. The second night of the festival, I was asked to MC, and so I said, well, okay, you know, everybody speaks English, I hope. So they said, yeah, well, it's fine. We'd just like you to tie all this stuff together because we have some unusual things that we want to do. So I said, okay. They played Indo jazz. It was the first time I'd ever. They had about a stage which was maybe three quarters the length of wall to wall here, and about to the middle of the room. They made it. This is out in the middle of a soccer field, and they just made this stage up, and it was shoulder to shoulder musicians. I mean, all of these guys were playing Indian instruments except three. My bass player, my drummer, and a guy who was studying with some Indian master over there who played the saxophone. And so everybody else was playing these very exotic Indian instruments. And it was the wildest sounding jazz I've ever heard in my life. It was unquestionably jazz. They were using ragas. They were using just things that I normally would not associate with jazz improvisation. And they were really communicating to a great extent with a huge audience. This soccer stadium was full of people who had spent quite a bit of Indian money, I guess, to get there, because tickets, I'm told, were very expensive. It was very interesting to find musicians who not only played in their tradition, but who were so excited about our tradition that they could do something melding the two or fusing the two together.